ओम ज्ञानतिमरन्दस्या ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मदतं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदाह्मायं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुता परकमलाम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितां तां सजीवं साद्वैतं साद्वधूतां परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी नीतिनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पश्चात्यदेशधारिणे नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिसिद्धान्त सरस्वती नामिने श्रीवर्षभानाभिदेवी दायथाय कृपद्दये कृष्णसम्बन्धविज्ञानदायने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्योज्ज्वलप्रेमद्य श्रीरूपानुगभक्तिदा श्रीगौरकरुणशक्ति विग्रहाय नमोऽस्तु ते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनधारिणे रूपानुगविरुधाप सिद्धान्तद्वन्द्वहारिणे नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षाद्वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलम्बारसम्बोधे पदाम्बुजाय ते नमः नमो भक्तिविनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनामिने गौरशक्तिस्वरूपाय रूपानुगावराय ते गौरविर्भावभौमेस्त्वं निर्देशसज्जनप्रिय वैष्णवसार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वंशकल्पतृभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यम् नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्ण करुणसिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकन्ध राधाकन्ध नमोऽस्तु ते जयतां सुरथोपङ्गोर् मम मन्दमतिर्गति मत्सर्वस्वापदम्बोजो राधामननमोहनो दिव्यावृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रुमध श्रीमद्रत्नङ्गर सिंहासनस्थो श्रीमद्राधा श्रील गोविन्द देवो प्रेष्टालिभिः सेव्यमानुस्मरामि श्रीमान् राशरसारम्भि मम शिवटतस्थितः कर्षन् वेणुस्वनेर्गोपीर्गोपीनाथ श्रियैस्तु नः तप्त कञ्चन गौरङ्गि राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वृन्दाय तुलसीदेव्याय प्रियाय केशवस्य च विष्णुभक्तिप्रदि देवी Satyavachai Namo Namaha Sri Nishinha Jai Nishinha Jai Jai Narasingha Prahlada Desha Jaya Padmu Mukha Padma Bringa Matsamo Nasti Papadma Naparari Chakashana Parihare Pilajame Kimbruve Purushottama Ivatinam Yata Yuni Yunam Cha Yuvatau Yata Mano Pinamate Tadvam Mano Me Ramatam Twayi Bhumau Skalita Paranam Bhumireva Valambanam Twayi Jata Parananam Tvameva Sharanam Prabho Govinda Balabe Radhe Prarte Tomaham Sada Twariyam Miti Jana Tu Govindo Mam Twaya Saha Radhe Vrindavanari She Karunam Rittavahani Karunam Rittavahana Kripaya Dinavatsala Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Goprimanande Hari Hari Bo. So, as I said when I walked in the door this evening, that the party never ends here at ISV. And that's because we're part of the Sankirtan party. And the Sankirtan party is eternally going on. Samkirtan means the glorification of the Lord in all times, in all places, and in all circumstances. So tonight is no exception. Very auspicious occasion. It's a baby shower for Aruna Mataji. Hare Krishna. And following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who, when appearing in this world, made special arrangement that the chanting of a Hare Krishna Maha Mantra was going on constantly as he appeared. So similarly, we amend and accompany all activities, events, celebrations in the Krishna consciousness movement, and rightly so, due to our following Shastra, by the congregational chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because in the age of Kali Yuga, in which there is an ocean of faults, or I should say, which is an ocean of faults, Kalir Dosha Nidhe Rajan Asti Hiko Mahadguna, it is called an ocean of faults, Kali Yuga. There's so much difficulty in this age and strife. But there's one great quality, and that is simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can cross over this ocean very easily. Kalir dosha nire raja nasti hiko mahadguna, one great quality. Chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in the age of Kali, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam, Kalonya Stevana Stevana Steva Gatiranyata is emphasized in the Brihat Naradiya Purana as the only process for attaining success in spiritual life and making progress in anything. So tonight, as we begin the process of welcoming Gurudev's and Aruna's baby into this world through coming together and giving blessings, we invoke the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to create auspiciousness. And we also sang the song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as we are wont to do here at ISV. And this song, Nadia Godruma, was a song written by Bhaktivinoda in a group of songs specifically meant for, as he said, patrolling around town. And it's written in very simple language. And that is that in the land of Nadia, which is the spiritual world, there are nine islands of Navadvip. And each one of those islands, actually, is an outpost for the spiritual world, situated here in the material world. It's a transcendental island, and each one represents one of the processes of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Atma Nivedanam. Shravanam means hearing. Just by the process of hearing, then devotional life begins. In the Bhagavad Gita, even in the 13th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna speaks about how when innocent people hear about Krishna, they become enlivened and understand the correct process and correct path in life. And when those who are advanced in devotional service hear, they dive deeper into the subject matter and relish. There's no end to the process of hearing. In fact, Maharaj Parikshit is noted for a quality of bhava, or a very advanced devotional service, known as Avyarta Kalatvam, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, when he was explaining to Sanatana Goswami the advanced stages of devotional service. He said, Shantir Avyarta Kalatvam, that a person who is advanced in devotional service doesn't like to waste even 1 second. There's this much gap between that person's devotional practices. Can't stand any more than this much gap. Avyarta Kalatvam. And Parikshit Maharaj, after being cursed by Sringi, he shouldn't have been cursed. He was a great Rajarishi, great Vaishnav king. But by the Lord's arrangement, he was cursed. And Sringi was the instrument through which he was cursed to usher in Kali Yuga and the misuse of Brahminical power. When Parikshit Maharaj heard about the curse, and what was it? That within 7 days you will die by the bite of a snake bird. He accepted that curse on his head. He said, I am such a low-class person that unless the Lord sent for me in this way and dragged me out for my materialistic life, I wouldn't have completely surrendered. Therefore, he took it as a benediction, not as a curse. And then he said, he sat down on the bank of the Ganges, and he told all of the great yogis and sages and elevated personalities who had assembled there to witness what he would do next and to give him some advice, that I don't let the snake bird or whatever magical thing this boy has created bite me at once. I don't care. Just go on singing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without stopping. And he also noted to Shukadev Goswami, in the course of his hearing from Shukadev, who then appeared in that assemblage and was recognized as the most exalted among the sages, he sat down and began to speak the Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. And Parikshit Maharaj says that ordinarily not eating or drinking is an arduous and difficult path to take. Just to stop eating and drinking for 1 day makes the mind a little concerned. Am I going to live? Even for missing one meal, what to speak of a whole day, what to speak of 7 days in a row with no eating, no sleeping, no drinking. But he said, simply because your mouth, from your mouth, is emanating great nectar, I'm not bothered by these things. So the great advanced personalities, Shravanam is unlimited. They can go on hearing without stopping. And Kirtanam, that's the natural result of hearing. Whatever we hear about, then immediately we'll begin to speak. If you hear something about an amazing story in the news, next thing you might tell someone, oh, guess what I heard? So those who are hearing about Krishna, naturally from their mouths are coming the pastimes of Krishna and the instructions of Krishna. And then whatever we speak about, whatever we hear about, then we remember. We naturally remember whatever vibration we're around. So in devotional service, the beginning processes, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, these are all represented by the nine islands of Navadvipa. And here it's described how in the land of Nadia, on the island of Godruma, Cow Tree Island, the magnanimous Lord Nityananda has opened up the marketplace of the holy name meant for the deliverance of all fallen souls. This is the business of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his representatives. They are opening up a marketplace. In fact, this whole material world is sometimes open and sometimes closed. Srishti si pralaya sarana shakti reka. It means there's srishti. Srishti stiti. Srishti means sometimes it's manifest, then it's maintained for a while, and then pralaya comes, and it's all destroyed again. We can see even in our own experience, if we can't see the entire cataclysm of this material world, we can see how things come and go. Just this body, which is a microcosm of the entire universe. You can watch your grandparents or your great-grandparents or even your parents as their bodies come into existence, maintained for some time, process of homeostasis goes on, the heart beats, the digestion goes, if there's a cut on the finger, all you have to do is hold it up in the air for a while and it heals itself like magic. Maintenance is going on naturally by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then pralaya. Prayana kali manasachalena bhaktya yukto yoga balena chaiva bruvor madhye pranam avesha sam yak satam param purusham upaiti divyam. Krishna talks about this end of the material body, how it comes and it goes, and the great yogis, they prepare for that and they fix their minds on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that process is going on continually, but the purpose of it is the Lord, when he manifests the material world, is opening shop. He's opening up a shop, and what's he doing? Just as said here, it's meant for the deliverance of all fallen souls. He's opening the shop again. He breathes out the entire material world, makes it its appearance, and the Lord fills up the world with personalities specifically who can speak the Vedic knowledge, who can give the Buddha Jiva, the Jiva who's been bewildered by ignorance since a time immemorial, the instruction by which they can wake up. It's a process of waking up. Tamasima Jyotirgamay. The Veda's purpose is, don't stay in darkness. Wake up. Come back to your real life. Come out of the cave that you've been living in and see the light, the free light of the eternal sun of the spiritual world. Parastasmatu pavo nyo vyakto vyaktat sanatana. This eternally manifest spiritual world is full of light and happiness and singing, whereas this material world, birth, death, old age, and disease. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. We saw them all today. I went on. We were going door to door in Fremont, and Priya went out for her first time on door to door sankirtan. So we were going together door to door, and we saw birth, death, old age, and disease today, just by going door to door. We went to one door, and the man came to the door. He looked very distraught and distorted. And he said, sorry, I have the flu. There was disease. We said, here, have a look at this. Then we came downstairs, and there was a young man going across the parking lot, and I called him over, and I showed him a book, and he was very distraught also. And he said, my father just died. And we offered condolences. He was too distraught to even take a Bhagavad Gita, but there was disease, death, plenty of birth. Lots of doors we went to. We didn't see the actual birth process itself, but we saw the result. Lots and lots of babies everywhere we looked. What are we missing? Birth, death. Old age was also quite prevalent in various places. This is the nature of the material world. But Krishna comes to speak his message, to send his representatives, so that everyone can have an opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. And in fact, his idea is, Gaura Krishna, that the conditioned souls should close down their business. Everyone's got a little business going here in the material world, trying to make some little, make a little something out of this material world. effect in Milton's Paradise Lost. It's a great epic poem written by the great blind poet Milton. And he writes a whole story of how angels in heaven fell down and came into hell. And while they were in hell, there's a saying, I'd rather reign in hell than serve in heaven. Yeah. And while in hell, one of the personalities he writes about in his epic poem is endeavoring to mine gold from the lake of fire that's there in hell, trying to make a profit, even while in hell. So this idea that the conditioned soul, against all odds, tries to make some paltry little profit here in the material world. And the Lord comes and says, just close down your shop. And this is what Lord Nityananda has come. He's opened up a marketplace and said, everyone can come into this marketplace and you can take as much as you like. Unlimited supply of the holy name, of the entrance into the spiritual world. And close down your tiny little business and come back home, back to Godhead. So this is what Lord Nityananda is doing. And very practical instructions. O people of faith, Shadaban Janhe, Shadaban Janhe. Calling out for the faithful people of the world. And this is the real substance, actually, is faith, Shraddha. People think faith is something flimsy or ethereal. But actually, we need faith for everything in this world. We can't live for a second without faith. Every step we take, we have faith that our legs will hold up. Every time that you cross the street, you have faith the person's not going to keep going. I mean, at every minute, we have faith in our surroundings and our environment. And the devotees of the Lord have full faith in. They understand, actually, that the Lord is maintaining them at every minute. And they take shelter of Him only. Samasritaye padapalava plavam mahatparam punya yasho marari. Sukadev Goswami says, where else is there to take shelter? Whom else is there to have faith in except for Murari, the Supreme Personality of God, who's maintaining the entire material creation? So he's calling out to these people of faith. And wherever there is a tiny bit of faith, then Lord Nityananda's business is to fan that spark of faith and make it grow. And the more it grows, the more one benefits in life. The more one has faith in the Supreme Personality of God and it takes shelter, then the more one's life is productive. And the more I take shelter of the material world and my mind and senses and whatever kind of thing I'm taking shelter of here, the more I'm on shaky ground. Deha patra kalatradeshu atmasaini sasatsapi. Tesham pramato nidhanam pashyanapi na pashyati. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes that everyone's taking shelter and walking on thin ice, shaky ground, because I'm taking shelter of the body and I'm taking shelter of the extensions of this body, and all those things cannot help me. But who can help me? Now he tells, I beg these three requests of you, chant Krishna, worship Krishna, teach others about Krishna. These are the activities of a person of faith. Being careful to remain free of offenses, just take the holy name of Lord Krishna. Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, and Krishna is the treasure of your life. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the mother, I am the father, I am the grandsire. He's actually our real mother. Although we appear to take birth from a mother and father in this world, it's sort of an illusory sleight of hand that we're taking birth from a mother and father here, because actually Krishna is the support. He's our real mother and father. When our mother and father pass away, still we're supported, still we're nurtured by Krishna. He's behind it all. So those who are Krishna conscious, they see that Krishna is the real mother, Krishna is the real father. And for those who are mothers and fathers, they are representatives of Krishna. Their duty in life is to take care of their children in a way that they become fully Krishna conscious. This is stated by Lord Rishabhadeva in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. That he says anyone who takes any position of responsibility should be able to guarantee that their dependent will be able to go back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise said, don't do it. Don't take responsibility for anyone, whether you're a mother or a father or a guru of any kind, unless you can assure your dependent that you'll take him or her back to Godhead. Don't do it. So becoming a mother or father, you're a representative of Krishna. So it's a grave responsibility, actually. And the greatest benefit to society is when a child grows up with the qualities of pure devotional service. It's said that just as in a forest, if there's one fragrant flower, very fragrant flower, it can scent the whole forest and make it sweet. Just like in my yard right now. I have a whole yard and everything's going dormant because of the cold weather, except there's one plant that's it dies every year in the winter, but then it grows back. And around this time, it has gigantic flowers on it, and it scents the whole neighborhood practically just by its scent. So a child who grows up with the qualities of pure devotional service is good for the whole society. So it's the most important duty to see that children grow up with the qualities of pure devotional service. Then they're a great benefit to the world. They can help thousands, millions of people just by their presence in the world. So it's a grave responsibility. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhanapran. Giving up all sinful activities, carry on your worldly duties only in relationship to Lord Krishna. So we hear about this in the Brahma Samhita. Yadrishi, Yadrishi, Shraddha, Siddhir, Bhavati, Tadrishi, Kurvan, Nirantaram, Karma, Loko, Yamanavartate, Tenaiva, Kamana, Dhyayam, Mamparam, Bhaktimichiti. So, Lord tells Brahma that everyone has some worldly duty to do, right? You can't get out of it, can you? If you can, let me know. You can't get out of it. Therefore, the Lord says, Kurvan nirantaram karma. Everyone's got this activity going on perpetually. Kurvan nirantaram karma, loko yamanavartade. All the people of the world are continually acting in some way according to their duty. They have to. You can't move out of it. We're controlled by the three modes of material nature. To make it perfect, he says, then dhyayam, meditate on me. Kurvan nirantaram karma, loko yamaravartate, tena var karmana dhyayam, mam param bhaktimichiti. Whatever you do, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat johasi, dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kontiyat, tat kurushva mararpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer and give away, so whatever sacrifice you do, do it as an offering to me. Then, shubha shubha palayareva muksha se karma bandhanai. Then it becomes auspicious. It becomes beyond the tinge of the material world. So, same instruction Brahma is receiving from the Lord. And that is, whatever worldly duty you have to do, somehow or other connect it to Krishna. So, dhyayamam means it's connected. Your meditation then is taken to Krishna. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta points out in his purport, earlier in the book, referring to that verse, that even if one has some motivation in this world, if one's connecting that to Krishna, at some point in that connection, there will be an impetus for pure devotional service. Yam krodha kama sahacha pranayadi piti. It doesn't matter how you approach Krishna because he's all pure, and when you approach, he purifies whatever motivation that I had when I was approaching Krishna. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam recommends akama sarva kamo va moksha karma atariti tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. That if you have all desires, you have no desires, or you just want liberation, there's only one place to go, and that's to Krishna. Because he's the source of all those. He can give anything. And in the processes of approaching Krishna, even those with skewed desires, which are not for pure devotional service, they can also become purified by approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the great art of life, of how to connect everything to Krishna in our daily life. Since we have to move, and since we're moving in a certain circle anyway, and it's not easily that we can break out of that, what to do? We have to focus our attention somehow or other on Krishna, to remember him in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, or at least once a day. Somehow or other, one should fix one's mind on Krishna. So Lord Nityananda has opened this storehouse, and he's going everywhere. He's sending his representatives everywhere, door to door, to knock on people's door and say, hey, come out. I got something for you. You know, turn off the TV for 5 seconds. You got to look at this. And you know, when they see it, when they hear it, when they get it, then they become enlivened in devotional service. They may not look like it immediately, but we've seen so many times, hundreds of, if not thousands of times, those who have come in contact with devotional service, even unwillingly, said, I didn't want it, forced me into it, and here I am now, full-time chanting Hare Krishna. This is the goal of my life. The seed was planted, and that's the duty of the gardener. So this is an appropriate song for today, because the souls who are appearing in this family of devotees here, like Aruna Mataji's baby is due when? December 25th. Sure it's not baby Jesus, right? I know a lot of Christmas carols about Jesus that we could. It's not an ordinary soul. Krishna says as much in the Bhagavad Gita, that if someone takes birth into a family of devotees, I mean, there's two kinds of births that are auspicious, he mentions. Someone who practiced yoga. Yoga means the ancient process that Krishna is mentioning in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. One Sri Ishapanishad soul. The ancient process, the time-tested process, which has been passed down to great kings by the Lord himself and has been spoken on planets throughout the universe, which the Lord himself advocates. This is yoga, this mystical process through which one connects to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the... If someone takes to this process for a short amount of time, that person, Krishna says, takes birth in a wealthy family without much responsibility for working hard, and therefore there should be extra time, you know, for spiritual life. And in India, traditionally, you know, wealthy families, they'd have their own temple room. You know, the mother would be standing there with a chart to make sure you went to Mangal Artik, things like that. You know, so it is a kind of an auspicious birth. But those with a long practice of yoga, who didn't quite complete the process, Krishna says, they take birth in a family of devotees who are practicing devotional service sincerely. So the soul who is appearing, making his gradual appearance, and who will appear on the 25th of December, is not an ordinary soul, and has come here to continue the process of devotional service. And we see that with the children who are taking birth here. I mean, they're hearing about Krishna in the womb. They're going on Sankirtan with their mothers. And then they're born into, you know, a situation where the first thing they hear is the holy name of Krishna. And that's, they're completely surrounded by devotees with the full intent to give them Krishna consciousness. So this is a very, very auspicious birth and occasion for that reason, that we're greeting a great soul. Some souls actually pray to take birth in Kali Yuga in the Sankirtan movement. This is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna mentions it himself, and Karabhajana Muni also mentions it, and in some cases, demigods who have a balance of pious activities. They have so much Sukriti lined up that they could enjoy for, you know, millions and millions of years on the heavenly planets. But they trade all that in so they can take birth on Earth, which is actually, compared to the heavenly planets, this place is miserable. You know, you live for 100 years, which is nothing. And there's a lot of struggle here in the material world. Huh? There's swine flu. And there's always something. There's always some alarm going off. And, you know, if you just sit here during the day, you'll hear sirens going back and forth. Satyadev, whenever we hear an ambulance go by, he said, somebody's checking in or somebody's checking out. And that's just the way it is here in this Martyaloka. But some demigods are praying, or they're trading in all their pious credits to take birth here. So they have a chance to be in the Sankirtan movement just for a little while. And also, the Bhagavatam specifically says that many great souls are taking birth in South India. And they're specifically taking birth there, and it says that they will expedite the Sankirtan movement by their participation. They're coming there just to help out with the Sankirtan movement. I'm not making this stuff up. It's actually there in the Bhagavatam. So, definitely. So there's more than meets the eye, and we see Shastra Shakshus. We see through the eyes of Shastra and understand how these things are taking place. So our meeting here tonight is to celebrate, really, this process of devotional service and how it encompasses every part of our life. You know, a community like we have here, we have devotees who are engaged in working, engaged in raising families, and our duty is to set the example of how to do that. Go to school, whether you're a young person going to school, and whether you're, you know, near retirement age, or whether you're right in the middle of your life raising children, how to do all that at the same time remain Krishna conscious. It's the great art of life. This is what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. So this is part of it. These ceremonies are not to be taken lightly. They're actually very important. And besides that, they're an excellent excuse for us to come together to hear and chant. And that's another thing I really like about all the programs here, baby showers, first birthday, second birthday, whatever it is. We come together and we have a Krishna conscious program. We hear Bhagavad Gita, we chant Hare Krishna, we have prasadam. And it's an excellent excuse to be together, all together. So the middle unit is all set up. And Gurudev, what's the schedule? Oh my goodness, and it's almost before Artik too, isn't it? Oh, so when it starts, okay, so simultaneously it'll go on. So I would like to also have us chant one chapter of Bhagavad Gita as we're going forward. So could somebody pass out some Gitas? Did anyone here already memorize the whole Bhagavad Gita? You have your hand up?
Oh, no.
Coming close. Some chapters. It's a worthy occupation to think about. The the memorization of verses from the Bhagavad Gita is very important, actually. Srila Prabhupada mentions in Gajendra Mokshana, the pastime in which Gajendra, in his previous life, do you remember who he was? He was Indrajumna Maharaj, great king. So he was in a good situation, but due to an offense to a sage, what was his offense? He was not responding when the sage came to visit him. And so the sage said, because you're acting like a dumb animal, you should become a dumb animal. Next life, why don't you become an elephant? And what sages say, you know, very powerful. So although he was a king and a devotee, in his next life, he became an elephant. And as Gajendra, the king of the elephants, he was a great enjoyer, actually, on the heavenly planets near the great Chitrakoot mountain. And one day, while entering into a beautiful celestial lake, which was strewn with the pollen of different flavored lotus flowers, He was enjoying with his family. It was a warm day, and he was with his trunk taking water and spraying it on his family. Even though it was a little bit hard labor, he enjoyed it because they were his family members and he was taking care of them. And as he was in this mood of happiness, togetherness with his family, enjoying the sweet breezes in the Chitrakoot Mountain heavenly planet, he stepped into the water, and just as he was thinking, life is good, bang, a crocodile grabbed onto his leg with the sharp teeth. And his first impression was that I am strongest animal alive. I can defeat this. And he began to fight. Now, of course, this is the nature of material life, that I can go along thinking I'm happy. My bank balance is full. I have a new car. Everything is good. My family members are all healthy. And then anything can happen. It's the nature of the material world. It's clear sailing, and then all of a sudden a storm. This is Maya. So he fought for 100 years, and he couldn't shake the crocodile. And the crocodile was gaining on him, because crocodile is strong in the water, elephant is strong on the land. And the crocodile was dragging him under, and he had this thought that all of us have either had in this lifetime or will have again, that I can't beat this. I'm going to go down. There's a certain time in our life where we'll come to the realization, either quickly or over an extended period of time, that I will have to succumb to this. And we'll realize that we're going down. Now, Gajendra, because of his previous practice of chanting shlokas to the Lord, remembering them every day, spontaneously began to sing out these prayers to the Lord. And that's what saved him. The shlokas from his previous life. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada says in his purport that all of us should memorize certain passages from the Shastra, like Brahma Samhita. Everyone should come at 7:30 a.m. on Saturday and chant the whole Brahma Samhita, or chant it at home in your leisure. Memorize the Brahma Samhita and memorize chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, because they will come back to you. They are Krishna manifest in these syllables. And he'll stay with you, not just in this life, but eternally in the next life. And he will help you in all kinds of situations. This is how to take shelter of Krishna. Therefore, this chanting and repeating of the chapters of Bhagavad Gita is eternally beneficial. Which chapter would you like to do? Which one? What did you say? 13. Kishore says 13. All right. Page 563. Let me just suggest a tune so that we can all be on the same tune. I'll just say the first verse. Arjuna Vacha Prakritim Purusham Chaiva Kshetram Kshetrajnam Eva Cha Etad Veditum Ichchami Jnanam Gayam Chakeshava. Is that all right? So all together. Arjunuvacha Prakritim Purusham Chaiva Kshetram Kshetrajnam Eva Cha Etad Veditum Ichchami Gyanam Gayam Chakeshava. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Idam Shariram Konteya Kshetram Ityabhadiyate Etad Yo Vetitam Prahu Kshetragya iti tadvidaha. Kshetragyam chapimam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. Kshetra kshetragnayor jnanam yathaj jnanam matam mama. Tat kshetram yachya yadrikcha yadvikari yatascha yat sacha yo yat pravabascha. Tat samasena me shrinu. Rishibir bahuda gitam chando bir vividai pratak Rama sutra padaish chaiva hetumad bir vinishchitai. Mahabhutanyahankaro budhir avyaktam eva cha indriyani daishaikam cha pancha chendriya gocharaha. Icha dvesha sukham tukam sangatashchetana dhritihi etat kshetram samasena savikaram udaritam. Amanvitam adambitvam ahimsa shantir arjavam Acharyo Pasanam Chaucham Stairamatma Vanigraha Indrayarte Shivairagyam Anahankara Evacha Janma Mrityujara Vyadhi Dukha Dosha Nudarshanam Asaktir Anabhishvanga Putra Dara Grahadishu Nityam Cha Samachitattvam Ishtanishto Papatishu Mai Chananya Yogena Bhaktir Avya Bicharini Vivikta Deva Sevitam Aratir Janasam Shadi Adhyatma Jnana Nityatvam Tattva Jnanarta Darshanam Etaj Jnanam Iti Proktam Ajnanam Yad Atonyata Gayam Yat Tat Pravakshyami Yaj Gyat Vabritam Ashnute Anadi Mat Param Brahma Nasatan Nasaduchate Sarvatra Pani Param Tat Sarvatra Shishiro Mukham Sarvata Shutima Loke Sarvam Avrita Tishtati Sarvendriya Gunabhasam Sarvendriya Vavarjitam Asaktam Sarvabritshaiva Nyugunam Gunabhoktricha Bahirantasya Bhutanam Acharam Charamevacha Sukshmat Vatadavignyayam Durastam Chantike Chatat Avipaktam Chabhuteshu Vibhaktam Ivachastitam Bhuta Parthi Chatajgeyam Grashnishu Pravavishnucha Jyoti Samapitaj Jyotis Tamasa Paramuchate Jnanam Geyam Jnanagamyam Hridi Sarvasya Vastitam Iti Shetram Tata Jnanam Geyam Choktam Samasataha Madbhakta Itadvignaya Madbhavayo Papadyate Prakritim Purusham Chaiva Vidyanadi Ubhavyapi Vikaram Shagunam Shaiva Vidi Prakriti Sambhavan Karya Karana Kartritve Hetu Prakritir Uchate Purusha Sukatukanam Boktritve Hetur Uchate Purusha Prakriti Stohi Pumte Prakriti Jangunan Karanam Gunasangosya Sarasad Yoni Janmasu Upadrashtanumanta Cha Bharta Bhokta Maheshvaraha Paramatmeti Chapyukto Dehesmin Purusha Paraha Ya Evam Veti Purusham Prakitim Cha Gunaisaha Sarvata Vartamanopi Nasabhuyo Bhajayate Jnaninatmani Pashyanti Kechidatmanamatmana Anye Sankhena Yogina Karma Yogina Chapare Anye Twainam Magjanataha Shutvanebhya Upasate Tepi Chattitarantyeva Mrityum Shruti Parayanaha Yavat Sanjayate Kinchit Sattvam Stavara Jangabam Shetra Shetra Gyasam Yogat Tavidhi Paratarshabha Samam Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishtantam Parameshwaram Vinashyat Vashnashyantam Yapashyati Sapashyati Samam Pashyan Hi Sarvatra Samavastitam Ishwaram Nahi nasyatmanatmanam tatoyati param gatim. Prakrityaiva chakarmani kriyamanani sarvashaha yapashyati tatatmanam akartaram sapashyati. Yada bhuta pritak bhavam ekastam manupashyati tate eva chavistaram Brahma Sampadyate Tada Anaditvam Nirgunatvat paramatmayamavyayaha sharirastopi kaunteya na karoti na lipyate yata sarvakatau saukshman akasham nopalipyate sarvatra vastito dehe tatatman nopalipyate yata prakashayatyeka kritsnan lokam imam bravihi Shetram Shetri Tata Kritsnam Prakasha Yeti Bharata Shetra Shetra Gnayorevam Antaram Gyanam Chakshusha Bhuta Prakriti Moksham Cha Ye Vidur Yanti Te Param Opremanande. We don't have enough time to read the translation, so do it on your way home, but not while you're driving. But I will read one very quickly because I mentioned it in the class. And it's my favorite verse in this chapter. And this is on text 26, 594. Anye tvevam ajanata shutvanibhya upasate tepi chatitrantyeva mrityum shuti purayanaha, parayanaha. Shuti purayanaha, those who are inclined to the process of hearing. Again, there are those who, although not conversant in spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the Supreme Person upon hearing about him from others. Because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend the path of birth and death. And then we saw last night, we went out to chant Hare Krishna purposefully. We decided to go out to chant Hare Krishna in public so that other people could hear it. And the results are unpredictable and miraculous. First thing that happened, some guy immediately came. As soon as we set up and started chanting, he threw down his backpack and his huge, I don't know, he carries his house on his back. He put it down. He sat down very astutely, and he had this little Buddhist melody bowl. You know, when you hit it, it makes a particular note. They use it for meditation. And he had a little mallet, and he sat there for at least an hour playing that and chanting Hare Krishna. At one point, rolling on the ground of the sidewalk in ecstasy while hearing the Hare Krishna mantra.
I asked him.
Yes, we meant to. He had Bhagavad Gita. So he's the Shutvanebhya Upasate. As soon as he heard it from others, he sat down and started worshiping. He was worshiping with all his heart, the holy name. And he just, he heard it from others, so he started doing it. And there was also a young boy out there. He must have been 8 years old, along with his father, who latched onto the Harinam party and wouldn't let go for about 45 minutes. He followed the party all the way around, full intent and attraction to the holy name. So Krishna is all powerful, and his name is all powerful. And chanting Hare Krishna means that we're connected to Krishna directly. Just as Prahlad Maharaj received the benediction from Lord Nrisimhadev, the Lord actually put his hand on Prahlad's head out of affection. So Srila Prabhupada has told us that our chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, puts us directly in touch with Krishna as much as Prahlad Maharaj was directly in touch with the Lord, with his hand on his head. We can remember that as we're chanting. And similarly today, we're specifically chanting and coming together to give blessings for the baby who's appearing in the family of Gurudev and Aruna Mataji. And by this chanting process, as I began the whole talk this evening, by this chanting process, everything will be achieved. And there's nothing else, there's no other way to do it in Kali Yuga. It's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended, it's what he did too. And this is what the great acharyas have recommended in this age of Kali Yuga. Forget everything else. It doesn't work. It's definitely material life doesn't work. It's a lost cause. Forget that. And all kinds of other spiritual practices don't work very well either. But in Kali Yuga, there's one thing that just works every time, and that's the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So now we're going to have an opportunity to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in front of Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan. So let's put away all the asanas and the books, and with full gusto, we'll worship the Lord and chanting Hare Krishna at the same time, simultaneously. The women will meet in the middle unit, and as the tradition goes, they will give this baby shower special blessings, which do not go in vain. The blessings of those who are chanting Hare Krishna, who are dedicated to the Lord, they do not go in vain. They're heard by the Lord. The vibration is experienced by the child within the womb. So it's very powerful and important ceremony. Gopremanande adi adi bo. So let's put everything away and we'll stand up for the arti. Hare Krishna.